This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back for another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios from Arizona is the band Decker. It is Brandon Decker and Company. Guys, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the band, first of all, because Decker is led by you, Brandon Decker, but there are how many people? Five, six people here in the studio besides myself.
There's an outfit of six.
How did the group come together?
Well, everyone's been in for a different length. But I would say, in essence, we came together for the purposes of this tour, principally.
So who's been with you the longest?
Amber Johnson on keyboards.
Welcome. And how about the newest member?
Jay on the guitar, Jay Meyer.
So in addition to those two, who else have you brought in today?
We've got Shauna McCoy, I've known for several years, predating our musical involvement. Although we used to play Alanis Morissette cover and drink. Matt Newcomb. I probably know Matt the longest. Matt and I used to have bands that played together in the mid-70s, back in the Haight-Ashbury.
I don't believe you.
And then Andrew Bates. Andrew's been with Decker for a while as well.
So in terms of reading about the history of Decker, it seems like there has been quite a bit of personnel change from the outset.
Yeah, I almost got fired today, actually, in Berkeley.
Was that a result of you continuing to try to tweak the sound of the band, or people kind of coming and going and just logistics of keeping a band together?
There's a lot of reasons, some more or less appropriate for the phone or for the radio today. We play a lot and travel a lot. I can be a challenge to deal with.
Is that true, everybody?
You can say.
Oh, stoicism. Complete stoicism from all of the band members.
There's a lot of components, you know, as to, and I've had a lot of talented people that just were too busy with their own projects too. So many reasons. And, you know, I mean, it's been going for 6-7 years now, so.
The new record is called Patsy. We'll talk a little bit about that title in just a bit. Deckermusic.org is the website. The band Decker is here live in the studio today. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Spades from the new record.
You made a plea for your really sin. So you told them everything about me. A little knowledge is a death indeed. Well, don't be daft, you're just a thief like me. Don't wanna hear about how you beat your hasty retreat. Ooh, I wanna be your king. Of me, so you woke up next to me and you told your lover everything about it. You said she can't quite be my queen yet, but could a rose of another color smell as sweet? And while you down there, you be the death of me. Ooh, I wanna be your king. Ooh, come get the best of me. showed up nice and clean, just like the rain washed out your needs. And we'll play this game of wolves and sheep. Well, just pull the wool down. I don't need to see, so speak your words clear, 'cause all this talk is cheap. You sleep out in the stars, child. You be so still, my sweet. Or did you just disappear, dear? We'll just wait and see. Ooh, I wanna be your king.
That is Decker live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the new record called Patsy. Information on the band and the album online, deckermusic.org. It's Brandon Decker and company live here in the studios. So, Brandon, one of the things that I have come across often when looking up and reading about your music are terms like moody and dusty and dark. I don't really know how dusty applies to music per se, but do any of those terms resonate for you in terms of the music that Decker creates?
I think it's on the darker side, and definitely on the moody side. Those are kind of usually the type of moments I'm in when I feel inclined to write a song.
What about dusty? Is that just because you guys are from Arizona?
Probably. I don't know. You know, I will say, like, I watched a lot of cowboy movies growing up with my grandpa, and I also have always liked Quentin Tarantino movies, and he kind of had that shift on the Kill Bills that went really Western and like less LA pop stuff and more like Western vibe kind of stuff. I always very much enjoyed that and felt inclined towards that stuff.
That's more a sound of the guitar rather than the actual line you play sometimes. I mean, it's just what comes out when you hit a big chord.
Right.
Right. That sort of twang. One of the things that is somewhat interesting about the songs on your record is that there are times when the songs themselves are a bit upbeat, though lyrically they are not. Is that an intentional dichotomy that you're trying to place into your songs?
What song do you feel like is upbeat? I mean, there's the ODB song.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only one I would even categorize upbeat. And it was actually written more in the vein of the other version of it on the record.
Toward the end.
And it was more kind of mellow and dirgy. So that one upbeat song that I think of was like kind of written with a particular attempt to write something a little more upbeat.
That's sort of heavy and serious,
but happy people.
Yeah, gotcha. Is there something, I mean, I think you guys are the first band that we've ever had in here from the desert Southwest.
Oh, that's cool.
Is there anything about that part of the country that affects your sound, the kind of music that you listen to or maybe are influenced by to create your own stuff?
I'd have to imagine. Like, you wouldn't listen to our music and be like, that's Chicago sound.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Is it space?
Yeah, space.
Is that what it is?
Space. I like space. A lot of the music I like has space. That's where I think a lot of the power comes from.
But in terms of not actually physically being there ourselves, you know, it's easy to project onto another location what it's like to be there on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you guys like out on the edge of town where you see nothing but desert and hills, or is that just an impression that you get from being far away by listening to your music?
I kind of am. I try to be there as much as possible in the out on the edge of town.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy to sort of get that impression listening to songs that, oh, you know, this is a group of people that live out sort of toward the edge of town, and there's got to be a fence nearby, and maybe there's a corral somewhere. But in reality,
both things are on my property.
But reality, you know, some of you are just down the street from like a strip mall and a Walmart or something like that.
Some of us are.
Okay, right.
Some of us are.
Yeah. Decker is my guest live today here in the JPR studios. Their record is called Patsy. Deckermusic.org is the website to learn more about the band. You guys play us another?
Yes. This is the upbeat number for you, Eric. ODB. So if you got something to say, why don't you take it to the grave? Well, listen closely, but mostly don't speak. I've told and I've tumbled a two tales to the meek. Well, I've crumbled and I've crawled on the dark end of the street. And I swore a solemn oath of both devils and the saints. So if you got something to say, why don't you say it with some grace? We'll clean out your wounds and bandage what bleeds, and ramble and gamble and scramble if you please. They say the road to hell is paved with plenty of these, but then they get on their knees and pray to a priest. So if you got something to say, I guess someone is always listening. Something to show you. If you look closely at me, I think you might see just what I mean. A backbiting snitch, so casually. Tongues do run free, but the squeaky wheel is gonna get the grease. So if you got something to say, why don't you say it to my face? Now if you got something to say, why don't you say it to my face? Now if you got something to say, well.
That is Decker live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Patsy. Deckermusic.org is their website. So, Brandon, why Patsy? Tell me the origin of that name for the record.
It sounds funny, but I just decided one day that I was going to make the Patsy record. I don't know where it came from.
Really? At all?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was the Lee Harvey Oswald kind of imagery. And, songs about the everyman.
Hmm. And you guys were talking about doing that song next, right?
Right.
To wrap up today is the song Patsy. In going back and reading some about your last year, there were references to it being kind of a gut check.
Mm-hmm.
Like not a great year, or right. At least a not a great period during this last year of 2014. There was a tour didn't go well?
Several.
For any particular reason or just kind of every reason?
Just there wasn't a lot of like overwhelming payoff in anything we did, you know, like, and it's such a grueling endeavor to not get little rewards can really wear you out.
So a lot of spinning your wheels.
You know, I don't know. We worked hard. I don't know that, the spinning of the wheels would infer no progress to me. I think there was hard-earned progress. Nothing glamorous or glitzy about it, though.
And there were guitar troubles involved?
Yeah, there was.
There
was a show in L.A. where I couldn't tune my guitar in front of a full room that quickly became unfull.
You know, we've had so many musicians here in the studio with all kinds of different tuners, and I remember reading that story where a number of different tuner devices all were failing you while the lights were on and the eyes were on you and everything like that.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
What did you end up doing to get out of that scenario?
I ran out of the building.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, after playing a few songs that sounded like this, I ran out of the building.
Did you do the cartoon imprint in the wall?
Like I said, it was a lot like an Alfred Hitchcock. I ran out onto the street, I believe like Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset or something, and it was like the camera zooming in while you know, like pulling away, you know, like.
So what did the rest of the band do? Just wait, or really, you packed up? Oh wow!
They did a freeform jazz exploration to fill the rest of the set.
But so has that period now? Is that now past history? Like, have we progressed? Are we moving on from that? I hope
we're moving forward.
Yeah, yes. That's good. The other thing I want to ask you about is your music videos, the visual part of Decker, because they are very creative and there are some fairly intricate storylines to these videos. How involved are you in making them, or do you bring on people that specialize in that kind of thing?
Thus far, I've been really involved. I mean, I'm not holding a camera or anything, but there's a gentleman that we mostly work with named Matty Steinkamp out of Phoenix. He's a college friend of mine, a very talented guy. Multi-dimensionally talented, and he really, I think all the bands he works with, although he does a particular amount with us, he's really good at accessing their vision for kind of branding and stuff. And he's been an enthused friend and contributor to that component for us.
What kind of time demands does making video require compared to laying down tracks for a record?
Well, I'm not a filmmaker, so I feel like making a record seems much harder. But I'd have to say if it was recording a song to completion and making a video would take longer. I mean, that takes several weeks. I think if you were to, not some live thing, but some, cinematic exploration, would take longer than to go in and track. Because you could go in and make a song in a day.
Right. Looking back, I'm looking at the dates from this. So for us, this is literally a brand new record. I mean, we've had it for, I think, 3 weeks. When did you put the rubber stamp on this saying, hey, it's done, let's get it mastered and sent out?
Late July, early August.
So are you guys already on to writing and putting together new tunes?
No, the work that's gone into, on prior records, because this is the fifth one from Decker, that was more the MO, but the work that's gone into this has been so all-encompassing on just trying to ensure that all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. I think it's two, for me, very, very different places to be in a creative writing mode and to be in a business detail mode.
Yeah. So what are the next few months like for Decker? Are you guys going to be out on tour for a while supporting this record, or are you doing a little short stints? Or
this tour is 7 weeks long, and so we'll cross your fingers, make it through that, and then there will be a lot of music playing for this. It will go until it's time to make another record.
Yeah. Decker is my guest today live in the JPR studios. The record is called Patsy. Information on the album and the band at deckermusic.org. We have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
We're going to play Patsy, the whole record in its entirety.
Yeah. They would say I'm an angry man. I was a lonesome man, but I'm just a hungry man. Look at me, the bewildered one. I am a Soviet. I am the powerless. Here I am, proletariat. I'm not a tortured man. I am the everyman. Made my decision and my deed is done. I am a bastard son. I'll kill everyone. Never better over there. Never better over here. Never better anywhere. Made my decision and I'm through. It's all over now for me. It's all over for you. Say he was a heroic man, but he was a privileged man. He was an aristocrat. Unfinished life, well, it's over now. I am the chosen one. We planned for everyone. Never better over there. Never better over here. Never better anywhere. Made my decision and I'm through. It's all over now for me. That's all of it for you.
That is Decker live here in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the record called Patsy. Deckermusic.org is the web address. Brandon Decker and company, thanks again for stopping by and visiting with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Open Air continues right after this.